Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Alex Montague, the founder of The Tranquil Lawyer, which encourages lawyers as well as other professionals to lead less stressful and more fulfilling lives through mindfulness and meditation. Mr. Montague, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a pleasure. I'm very happy to be here with you today.
And of course, we appreciate your time and thanks for joining us. So tell us, for starters, why do people develop chronic stress and anxiety? Let's start there.
Well, I would say that you have to look at where stress and anxiety originate to answer that question. And they originate in the mind. Right. So if you think about pain, pain is something physical, you know, you something sharp hits you and it hurts. But stress and anxiety are mental. And so you have to look at what is happening to people's mind and their outlooks. Okay, so I'll give you an example, maybe an exaggerated one, to make the point. So assume that you're going to the airport and you've got a very important meeting, you're taking a flight. And you get there, and for some reason, they don't let you on the flight, you're too late, you miss the flight. You suffer from a lot of stress and anxiety. Your mind starts spinning about what would happen. I'm going to be late for this meeting, I'm not going to make this meeting. A whole story develops. Now imagine that while your mind is going through that, you suddenly hear everyone panicking and they say that a flight has just crashed and everyone on board has died. And then you find out that was the flight that you were supposed to be on. Now, what is going to happen to your stress and anxiety about missing that flight? It is going to turn almost immediately into relief at having missed the flight. So, how is that? Why is that? Right? Nothing in your circumstances has changed. You are in the airport, same as if the flight hadn't crashed, but yet your anxiety and stress has dissipated completely and replaced by feelings of relief. Oh my God, thank God I missed that flight. I would have been dead. So this is what people don't realize about stress and anxiety, is that it is made up in their minds. And the reason that it is probably, I mean, humankind has been afflicted with this since the beginning of civilization. So it's not a new problem, and it's because we are not attentive to our own minds. But the reason that we feel, I think, today that it is worse is that we have lost a sense of community. We have lost the things that in the past helped assuage those feelings. And we are spending more time alone with electronics. We're trying to make ends meet. So there are all these things. But one thing we're not doing is to address stress and anxiety at the root. That is one thing that we're not doing. We're not learning how to do that. And until we do, we're going to be trapped in these feelings.
Really a great analogy and a great way to kick things off here today, and it certainly has one, or leaves one, looking at chronic stress and anxiety in a different way for sure after listening to that information and that angle. Now, how can mindfulness and meditation, for those that seek after more information on that, make a life-changing difference?
Well, because mindfulness and meditation are practices that are designed to allow you to turn to the source of anxiety and stress, which is the mind, which is, of course, where none of us is usually looking. We're looking outside, and we interpret everything outside like, oh, I missed the flight, and therefore I'm stressed. What bad things are going to happen? What you don't realize is that your stress and anxiety is actually not caused by missing the flight, by that external circumstance. It's caused by your thoughts. So, and those thoughts change if something happens to that flight, those thoughts change. That's why that your stress and anxiety changes. So mindfulness and meditation allows you to overcome stress and anxiety by looking at your thoughts and seeing them for what they are, and therefore basically the content of those thoughts will dissipate. But it's not something that will happen quickly, you know, it's not going to be just one session. This is a training of the mind. It's like going to the gym. So, you know, the analogy here is if you want to develop muscles, if you want to be in shape, one session at the gym isn't going to do it for you. So if you want to train your mind, which is where your anxiety and your stress originate, then you need to consistently do these practices. And over time, you'll see that the stress and anxiety will dissipate on its own. So you arrive at the airport and the flight goes and you've missed it and you have suddenly these thoughts, and then you automatically, your own mind catches it and says, oh, wait a minute, that's a thought. All these bad things I'm imagining, none of it may come to pass.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback on that. Appreciate it. Now, tell us, we hear a lot about being present. Why is it so important, or why is it important to learn how to be more present in one's life?
It's more important. In fact, I'm glad you asked that question, because mindfulness, people define it in many different ways, but what it really means, it is to be able to perceive the reality of the present moment without the distortions and fears caused by your mind. So being present in the moment means that you are not lost in your mind worrying about the future or regretting the past. And it is those things that are the causes of stress and anxiety. So going back to the airport analogy, if you arrive at the airport and you miss the flight, if you are able to remain present in the moment, then you're present in the moment. You look around. Where am I? I'm in the airport. What's wrong? Nothing. You're either standing somewhere or you could be sitting somewhere. It's the fear of the future that is the cause of your anxiety. So if you are able to remain present in that moment, if you are able to actually be in the present moment, truly be in the present moment, train your mind to be in the present moment, then you will not suffer from any anxiety or stress at all. That's why it's very important to be in the present moment. It is something that's very difficult for a vast majority, for everyone to do, unless you have training. Because your mind is not in the present moment. It is the ego, is continuously worrying about the future or regretting the past. It is not capable of being in the present moment without training.
Today we're visiting with Alex Montague, the founder of The Tranquil Lawyer, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Montague, how can someone begin to learn about and practice mindfulness and meditation?
So mindfulness is a quality of mind. So you don't practice mindfulness, but you practice meditation. Meditation is a practice that is designed to bring you into the present moment. There are different types of meditations, but the most common one is a concentration practice. You might have heard of it as breath meditation, where you use your breath as the object of meditation, and you simply sit somewhere, preferably somewhere quiet, with a straight back, and you bring your attention to your breath. You can choose different places in your body to focus your attention. It could be, I like to use the tip of my nostril and feel the sensation of the air as it goes in and it goes out. And that's a practice, that is a meditation practice that is designed to bring you into the present moment. And the breath is always in the present moment. The breath is not in the future or the past. It's always now. So it's a practice, you keep doing it and you keep coming back. And that's a beginner's practice that I highly recommend. And then there are other types of practices that you can get into, more advanced meditation practices. But, you know, there are also walking meditation where you can basically focus on the sensation of your feet on the ground as you walk. There's also eating meditation where you can pay attention to all the sensations and the tastes of what you've put in your mouth. So there are different practices, but if you are new to it, I would recommend that you begin with this breath meditation. And then once you start with your meditation practice, that will increase your mindfulness, right? So the practice of meditation is designed to increase your mindfulness, which is the quality of awareness of the present moment that is real without these distortions and fears of the mind. So, you know, mindfulness is a quality of awareness that allows us to see reality as it is, to see the coiled pipe as it is, a coiled pipe and not a snake.
Yeah, certainly some good examples shared right there. Thanks for that. Now, what are some basic things people can expect to explore in practicing mindfulness and meditation?
Well, I think that you will explore your mind for the first time, which is a place that you have no familiarity with. And this may sound very surprising to a lot of people, but most people, certainly most people that I know who don't practice meditation, have no idea what's going on in their mind. They're just reacting to things outside. They have no familiarity with their thoughts. They don't know where these thoughts are coming from, and they are unfamiliar with the unconditioned patterns of their mind. That is what you're going to be familiarizing yourself with. And in the process, you're going to find out who you really are. Because most of us think, oh, I am this person. I'm a lawyer, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a wife, I'm a this, I'm a that. You're not any of those things, but you don't know who you are until you sit down by yourself and you look into your mind and you look into your thoughts. And then you will discover who you really are.
Mr. Montague, really appreciate your time and joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
Yes, you know, the Greek philosopher Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." And this is what he was referring to. Because if you don't examine your thoughts, if you don't look inside, if you don't look into yourself, then you are a victim of your conditioned mind. And that is not a good place to be. It's like you're a victim of your own prison and you don't even know it. And that's why you suffer from stress, and you call it stress, anxiety. Oh, I don't know why I feel this way. I don't know why these things keep happening to me. I don't know. I just know I'm not happy. I'm waiting for this to happen to be happy. I'm waiting for more money. I'm waiting for a better job. I'm waiting for this. That is going to continue. That is not going to change for anyone unless you start looking inside. And then once you start looking inside, you see that you don't need any of those things. You are already happy. Happiness is within you. I know it sounds cliche, but it is true. It just needs to be uncovered. And once it is uncovered, none of these things are going to be important to you. Yes, of course, you can still do everything. You'll do it even better. But you will be in touch with who you truly are, which at the moment you don't know who you truly are because you're a victim of a conditioned mind over which you have no control and with which you have no familiarity because you haven't looked at it.
Certainly appreciate those concluding remarks and information. Hey, listen, Mr. Montague, tell us where listeners can get more information on the Tranquil Lawyer online and how they could be in touch as needed.
There's a website called thetranquillawyer.com, tranquillawyer.com, as it sounds. You could just go on there, and there's lots of information on there, and videos, and also, if they want to be in touch with me through that site, I'm offering some free meditation sessions to people. So, I encourage people to do that. Or, that's the best way. Get in touch with me on that site.
Straightforward and easy enough. Again, Mr. Montague, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Pleasure was all mine.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Alex Montague, the founder of the Tranquil Lawyer, which encourages lawyers as well as other professionals to lead less stressful and more fulfilling lives. And for all the details, visit TranquilLawyer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.